The birth of Jesus presses upon us a very basic question. Where is God? That's the question. Now you might say, well, Pastor, that's pretty easy. Even I know the answer to that one. God is up in heaven. Of course. Easy peasy. We have a kind of grid in our mind, a sort of map of the spiritual universe. God is up in heaven. The devil and hell is down below. And we are in the middle. This is kind of the framework that we use to think about things, where God is. Our job then, if you think about this framework, our job is to ascend, to go up to where God is, to make it from this middle part, not to go down, but to go up to where God is. It makes a kind of linear sense. It makes sense in our mind. It makes sense logically. And it helps us to understand or to get a sense of what our actions should be in this life. We are supposed to be good. We are supposed to go up, ascend, and as we're doing the right things, as we're doing the right actions, as we act right, we ascend and we get closer and closer to God and His holiness, and we get further and further away from the devil and hell and the evil that's down there. And so, as we do right, we get closer to God. And if we don't happen to quite make it up there, well, you know, God's a pretty nice guy, and he grades on a curve, and so He throws a helping hand down every now and again, you know. God helps those who help themselves. Not in the Bible, by the way, but we say it to ourselves, and then, you know, at the last minute, God might hoist us up the last bit of the way, and we've made it to where God is. Now this framework, this map, makes perfect human sense. And it really is how we live and think a lot of the time. And there's only one problem with it. Just one teeny tiny little complication. And that is Christmas. Yes, the birth of Jesus. That throws a wrench into the whole works. This whole, where is God? Well, He's up there and we're down here. And we try to go up. And we try to be good enough to do it. Well, the birth of Jesus wrecks that whole thing. Crumples it up. Crumples the paper up into a little ball. Throws it in the garbage. Yes, everything gets scrambled at Bethlehem. When Jesus is born, strange things happen. Because what happens when Jesus is born, as we heard in Luke chapter 2, is that heaven cracks open. There's a hole in heaven. And an angel falls out of heaven. And he starts speaking to farm workers out in the dark. And he says things like, look, over there in Bethlehem, something big is happening. And then that little hole in heaven where the one angel came down out of, well, the sky breaks open a bigger or giant hole up there, and lots of angels start falling out of heaven, coming down the hole in the clouds up there. And then in this giant hole up in heaven, the glory of God starts leaking out, like all of a sudden the sky is a leaky roof, and the glory of God starts coming down from heaven out in the fields where these shepherds are. And it shines, and the glory of God shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And then this angel, he tells these shepherds that the Lord is down here. that heaven is cracked open, and the Lord, which, by the way, in the Old Testament is the name for Yahweh, the Lord, that is God, he's down here. And the angel starts pointing over to Bethlehem. And he says, a Savior, Christ, the Lord, is over there wearing baby clothes. And he's in a feeding trough where the cows eat. And this God, this Lord, by the way, has a mom. And that's where God is, over there. That's pretty amazing. And to finish it all off, all of these angels who have fallen down out of heaven start doing heaven things right there in Bethlehem. Heaven things like shining with the glory of God and singing and praising and pointing and giving honor to God Almighty. And they start acting like the throne of God, the judgment seat of the Almighty, is in the stable. That God himself is sitting in Mary's lap. Heaven, it seems, is on earth. God is down here. So we go back to this basic question. And all of a sudden, it's not so easy peasy anymore to answer. Where is God? Where is he? Well, Luke chapter 2 says that he's in Bethlehem and that God has located himself in the flesh of Jesus and that that baby is the Lord, Yahweh, the God of heaven and earth. Yes, now of course, God is still in heaven. He hasn't vacated heaven even in Luke chapter 2. God the Lord, Yahweh, who takes residence in the flesh of Jesus remains what he is, God Almighty, always in heaven still. But God is down here. God is born. God is on earth. That's why the shepherds run. That's why the angels sing. That's why the glory of God, which filled the temple in the Old Testament, is falling out of heaven. Heaven is on earth. The angels are doing God things, heaven things, out in the fields. And so now our three-tiered universe, as helpful as it may be, with us in the middle, hell below, God up high, it makes less sense. It's kind of scrambled. Because now, if Luke chapter 2 is accurate, to get to God, we don't go up. We don't ascend by doing good things and climb the ladder of righteousness one step at a time and get closer and closer to God's holiness. And then if we don't make it, God's nice enough to do that little 10% that we didn't do. To get to God, you don't go up. You go to where Jesus is. That's where God is. Wherever the flesh of Jesus is, there's God. Heaven, eternal life, angels singing, the glory of God. Christmas means that the Christian life, the life that we live, is not ascension. It's not effort to go up. The Christian life now doesn't move vertically. The Christian life moves horizontally, like the shepherds. What do the shepherds do? They run to where Jesus is. God has come down and we go where Jesus is present. Where he speaks. Where his word is heard. Where he is available. Where his body and blood are. Where he promises to be present. Being accepted by God means not ascension, but going to see Jesus. Running with haste, as the shepherds do, to believing in the promise of the angels that you will see him, swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. God has come down. as a Savior. That's the good news. That's the great joy. There is born for us this night in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The Lord. The Lord is not the great finish line in the sky that we must attain to. He's not your dad, coach, boss, whom you must please and make happy. He is not the faraway ideal that we must live up to. God is sitting in Mary's lap. That's who God is. And that's where He is. That's where God shows you Himself. You can go looking for God up in the sky or out in the woods or in your heart, but you will always find Him true to His promise in the lap of Mary. That's where you get Him. Receive Him. Receive His gifts. That baby is the Lord, God of Israel, the God of heaven and earth. And Luke 2 says, He is your Savior, the one who takes away your sins, the one who fills up what you lack, the one who connects you with the one who made you. The Nativity scrambles our lives, scrambles things that we thought we were sure of. God is not up there. I mean, He is up there. But more importantly, God is down here with us. He gives Himself to us, gives us heaven and eternity and light and life, everything. The shepherds heard it, they believed it, and they ran to see it. It's your gift as well in Christ, in the baby, the Word made flesh, Mary's Son. The truth is, God has come down to be with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.